Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Your spouse is deaf to God's words of obedience. They may not know the Lord. They may have walked away from God. They need to turn their hearts back to the Lord and rededicate their life to the Lord. You need to pray that the Lord will open their eyes and open their ears, and God will do it. So many standards that were prodigals are so strong standards because they know how God spoke to them and touched them and changed them that they say, if God can speak to me, he can speak to my spouse. We need to believe in the power of our awesome God. That other voice, the Holy Spirit, are you hearing him? Is he speaking to you? And are you opening your spiritual eyes and ears to hear his message for you every day? Sometimes the negative lack of faith, the lack of hope, the lack of trust, all the circumstances that you're facing can come to be so strong, and the devil uses that because the devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to speak so loudly that you don't hear that soft Holy Spirit speaking to you. You've got to make a choice, and you need to say, Lord, speak to me louder today. I can't hear you. I want to do your will and way. And we've got to know John 14, verse 23. John 14, it says, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All these I've spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I've said to you. How can he remind you of the Word of God and all his promises if you don't read the Word daily? We need to know the Word and read the Word, and we must communicate to our Heavenly Father. If you don't talk to your husband or wife daily, you feel like you're missing something, and you people right now are missing that relationship with your husband or wife. If your children are in college, you don't speak to them maybe every day. You know it's hard. If you don't talk to your own mother or father or some other family member or friend, when you talk to them, it takes several minutes to catch up on all the news. Well, we need to talk to our Heavenly Father every day. It's a requirement. That's what he wants. He wants a good communication with us. And if he communicates to us and we talk to him all the time, he can tell you stop or watch out or beware, or he'll give you these thoughts that he can tell you how to get out of the problem that you're in or a solution to your problem. He can direct your steps. We've got to say, Lord, I want you to be my greatest counselor. And you've got to ask him. Matthew 7:7. Ask and will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. And for everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. Matthew 7:7-8. Are you knocking? Are you seeking the Lord? Are you craving and wanting to grow in the Lord and have his will and way for you? And that's what we've got to do.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.